Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Hey, Kurt is joining us on this Tuesday here on Second Date Update. Message us if you've been on a great first date, want to get to the second, but the other person's dragging their feet. We'll try to help find out what's going on. Kurt, what's up with Holly?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
So she's just totally ghosting me. I'm pretty shocked, actually. I can't really believe that she hasn't responded at all.
Mm. Yeah, and I feel like sometimes it's a misunderstanding, but you know that she's ghosting you for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but I hope it's a misunderstanding because I just don't know what happened. She hasn't responded, so it feels like she's completely ghosted me.
Yeah, she's maybe just not interested. We're going to find out here in a moment. Let's back up to the first date. What happened there?
So we decided to go to this nice bar, grabbed some food and a few drinks. It was a very typical first date, but the chemistry was there. It felt very natural. We talked about, you know, the usual stuff, work, family, just kind of getting to know each other.
There's nothing you brought up that would have caused her to have like a controversy or something like that, or no subject matter that got weird?
Might be the reason she's not calling you back?
I mean, nothing comes to mind. I've tried to play it back in my head. I wish I knew, but nothing really comes to mind. I thought it went pretty well.
And Holly's the first girl that's come along in a while, Kurt. It sounds like that you've really been interested in seeing again.
Yeah, I thought that we had a pretty great connection, and it seemed like she wanted to see me again, so I'm just a bit confused.
All right, well, let's do what we do. We're going to call Holly if she answers, agrees to come on. Hopefully get some answers. Cross your fingers. Let's get you to that second date. What do you say, Kurt?
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, you bet. Coming back 3 minutes, second half, second date update right here with Thunder and PT next.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Our listener, Kurt, is curious. Curious Kurt. And he awoke our curiosity, too, a few minutes ago when we discussed why Holly was not returning a text or two after a first meetup at a bar for drinks. Kurt would like to get to know Holly a little bit better over a second date, but since the first, she's not getting back to him, so we thought we'd give her a try.
It was a very typical first date, but the chemistry was there. It felt very natural. We talked about, you know, the usual stuff, work, family, just kind of getting to know each other.
All right, let's see what Holly has to say here on Second Date Update.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Holly, please?
Sure. That's me. What's going on?
Yeah. Hi, Holly. It's not a sales call or a polling call or anything like that, but we got to tell you, and everything's okay. But let me introduce ourselves here. We're Thunder and PT. And we got to tell you, you're on the radio right now because we co-host the morning show on 102.9 The Wolf. We do a segment called Second Date Update at this time every morning, and we're hoping you would join us so we could ask you about a date with a gentleman named Kurt a couple weeks ago.
Okay. We had a nice time. I just don't think I'm calling him back.
Yeah, so can we ask why? Did something go wrong on your date?
It wasn't anything he did.
Can you share a little bit more?
He has the same name as my dad.
Kurt? Dad's name is Kurt?
Yeah, but you...
My dad's name is Kurt.
But you knew that... So, but when you went out with him, you knew his name before you went out, right?
I did. I thought maybe I could get over it, and like after, you know, 10 minutes in the date, I wouldn't mind, and it wouldn't bother me. But I couldn't get around it. It was too weird.
Okay.
And you didn't say anything, obviously, to him at that point in time. We do this thing called Second Date Update, where like people, like in this case, Kurt, had a great time and on his first date with you, wants to see you again, and he kind of feels like you're ghosting him. So you never said to him.
And that's the reason?
Yeah, honestly, really, that's it.
Okay. Listen, we've got Kurt, not your dad, but we've got Kurt, the guy you went out with, on the other line here, Holly, could we just if you, we could just ask for one more minute of your time this morning, just to kind of...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Give him an explanation, maybe? Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on.
I think I owe him that, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Kirk, can you hear us?
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, were you able to hear? We got a hold of Holly. Were you able to listen? Could you hear her while you were on hold?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, wait. So your dad's name is Kurt? You never told me that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I tried to get around it. Tried to look past it. I just can't date anyone with the same name as my dad.
I mean, is it that big of a deal?
I mean, would you date a girl with the same name as your mom?
Well, I mean. Actually, you know, I wasn't really going to mention this or bring the attention to it, but my late mom's name is Holly, and
you know,
it's been a little strange because I've been asking sort of for signs, and I've been having some dreams lately that I was going to meet Holly, so then I met you, and I thought it went really, really well, and then...
Wait, your mom has been coming to... Wait, and I'm... And Kurt, and listen, I don't... Yeah, and I only want you to talk about this if you're comfortable, but your mom's been visiting you in your dreams and telling you that you were going to meet a woman named Holly.
Pretty much, yeah.
And your mom's name was Holly. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And how long has she been gone or passed, Kurt?
A few years now. About, yeah, 3.5 years.
And this is never... Nothing like this has ever happened before.
No.
And Holly, what are you thinking right now, listening to what Kurt just said? Is that...
It's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, it's not to, like, freak you out or, you know, it's just, regardless of that, you know, I thought we had a really good connection, and I think you enjoyed yourself on the date.
I did. You
know, it's just the name at the end of the day. Like, you know, yeah, I have the same name as your dad. At least you know it's a good name.
And this aberration or this dream, I guess, Kurt, your mom wasn't warning you. She actually said, please, you're going to meet a woman named Holly. And did she seem like she approved?
Essentially, it wasn't as, like, straightforward as that. But yeah. It was a message of there's a Holly going to be coming into my life. And
a Holly ghost.
And after you guys had your date, did your mom visit you again in the meantime?
No.
No.
Okay, wow.
This really is like a ghosting. Yeah, this is pretty wild. All right, so with all this, now that you know Holly, what do you say to a second date? It's up to you. This is all on... Yeah. What?
You know what? I say yes.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah, let's go find out what's happening there.
The universe / your mother might be on...
Well, I don't think you'll regret it, so I appreciate it.
All right, give it another shot. Listen, we're just going to let this... You guys work this out, but will you please stay in touch and let us know how your second date goes?
Yeah.
Holly and Kurt?
Yeah, sure.
Especially you, Kurt, since you contacted us.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, I really like this. And thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, Mom and Dad helping out.
All right. I guess all we can say is have fun, good luck, and thanks for being on Second Date Update. All right, we don't want to know, have you ever had, listening to Second Date Update, like Holly or Kurt, a message from beyond that you were going to meet somebody special? And how did that work out? 651-989-1029. It's Second Date Update.
I got that. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.